Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Scott Kearns. I'm overjoyed to be with you today as we hear and meditate on God's Word. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 12, 13 through 34. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbiter over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully. And he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.' And he said to his disciples, 'Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For the life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and all these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourself with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We hear in stanza 3 of LSB hymn 636, "Soul, adorn yourself with gladness," "He who craves a precious treasure, neither cost nor pain will measure, but the priceless gifts of heaven God to us has freely given. Though the wealth of earth were proffered, none could buy the gifts here offered. Christ's true body for you riven, and his blood for you once given." It is true. We have the priceless gift of heaven, a precious treasure of surpassing measure. God to us has given. Indeed, we are forgiven. Yet where is our attention? Where is our attention focused to, and what do we seek after? Running across quotes on the internet, I found one by Howard Ringgold, who says, "Attention is a limited resource, so pay attention to where you pay attention." The question for us to consider is today is where our attention is focused, on the things of God? And if not, what distracts our attention? Are we distracted in all our anxiousness? So much of our life, our attention is focused on being anxious about what is in store. In fact, as the context for today's reading points to, Jesus says, "When they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you shall see." The truth that we may not be brought by authorities to defend our faith, but yet our anxiety still runs high. This is true even though Jesus says, "Do not be anxious." Yet it is hard for us not to be. Anxiety for many of us is one of our favorite pastimes. There's an old saying that worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but never gets you anywhere. Doesn't our whole world feel like there's so much to do right now? Always something that has our attention, something to seek after. The rich fool in our text for today sought after ample goods that he might relax, eat, drink, be merry. Really, he was anxious about where to store his plentiful crops, even as God had given them to him. But God said to him, as he says to us, "Fool, do we not seek after all the things that are from God? Whether our life, what we eat, or what we put on our body, all is a gift from God. Despite our anxiousness, we cannot add a single hour to our span of life." Likewise, Christians should consider the old country song that goes, "Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch." It's true, we always are consumed about how we might fill that trail, though. Still, hearses do not come with trailer hitches. And even as we consider the lilies of the field and see how God clothes the grass, we fail to see how Christ has clothed us in our baptisms. We seek after what we are to eat like the ravens while failing to see the true body and blood that we eat and drink for the forgiveness of our sins. We who are the flock of God do not hear the words of the good shepherd. Fear not the foe. Indeed, fear not, for God has given us the kingdom, a kingdom of God, a treasure in heaven, as our shepherd who lays down his life for the flock, that little flock might not fear. No fears, no anxieties, only trust in our good shepherd who reconciles us to the Father. Indeed, we hear in stanza 2 of LSB 735, "Have no fear, little flock. Have good cheer, little flock. Have good cheer, little flock. For the Father will keep you in his love forever. Have good cheer, little flock." Cheer in our good shepherd, comfort of our loving Father, and peace that lasts until life everlasting. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to that life everlasting. Amen. We pray, O Lord, grant us the wisdom to recognize the treasures you have stored up for us in heaven, that we may never despair, but always rejoice and be thankful for the riches of your grace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, O Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.